The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6 liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Welcome to Vast National Bank. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm here to talk to someone about a loan.
Oh, I'll grab you the L97B. We call it the just talking form.
What about actually applying for a loan?
Oh my. Let me pop in a new toner cartridge. Hey, Bill, want to pass me the big stapler?
Yeah, I'm going to try a community bank.
Skip the mega bank. When you need a loan, find a community bank at banklocally.org.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is going to be a fun show. This is
Donna
Lynn.
A different one. Good morning. They don't understand what's going to explain to you.
Yeah, this is definitely recording this in the morning after a awesome party we went to last night.
Yeah.
So I guess I should introduce myself. This is Donna Lynn, and I am here with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Hello.
And we are not even hungover, so that's a good sign. No, we're starting the day up very, very good.
We're exhausted, but we're not hungover.
Yeah. Do you want to preface this or what we did last night?
It's your show.
Okay, I'll do it then.
We've talked about it on prior shows. Yes. Mm-hmm. So again, to kind of context to it, generally, we record these shows on Sundays.
Right.
So today is Sunday. Uh-huh. We both have plans separately, not unfortunately work-related.
Work-related.
Today. Ooh. So we're recording this first thing. We got home around 2 o'clock in the morning, and right now it's 8, not even 8:30 in the
I'm
morning.
I'm still in my pajamas, I'm looking so sexy.
Yeah, nothing like flannel pajamas, pants, and a fucking hoodie. It's just like, hair not combed.
Yeah, I am hot.
I still stink like fucking sex.
I took a shower last night.
I was just too tired.
I had too much DNA all over me. Okay, yeah. Well, let's get back to
my beard has got it. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But anyway, so we had prefaced the party, but I wanted to explain more the good morning aspect.
That's what it is. It is a good morning.
Okay, so we had talked about this party.
Oh, yeah, we've been alluding to
the
it
last
for,
few shows, yeah.
Yeah, because we had planned it.
And real quick, I want to thank all the listeners. Last week was like our biggest listening week ever.
Yes, but you kept saying, I was like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, okay. That's great.
Cool. So, thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate everyone that hopefully appreciates the show. So, I haven't gotten any negative emails. So,
and yeah, they're like, get your wife off the show, dude. She's ruining it for everyone.
Yeah. the hot husband Vince show doesn't seem to sell.
Oh, that's what you didn't do last night. You didn't wear your trophy.
I was looking for it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, fuck. You should. I know exactly where it is.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that one's so funny.
Obviously, there's going to be more. But anyway,
of course.
Go for it.
So we were invited to a pseudo BDSM party. It was. You know,
I'm kind of glad you threw pseudo in there.
It is pseudo.
Well, there was very little BDSM going on.
Well, there was some.
There was some.
There was some, but yeah, that wasn't the main.
Because, anyway, go ahead, get into it. It's just, I found last night it was interesting because they've all been friends for the most part for so long.
So long.
It was like a gathering. They haven't seen each other in a few months. Right. And, there was some light BDSM stuff. And then I think it just went right into sex.
Went right into sex.
Yeah, so it wasn't really a BDSM party. It was just...
Yeah. There were some BDSM...
In my opinion. My opinion.
Well, there were some BDSM aspects. Sure. There was that one lady that was on the St. Andrew's Cross having a good time with her dom.
Yeah. Oh, one of the doms. The other thing we're going to talk about real quick is, whenever we come up with a topic for the show, we'll come up with a topic.
Right.
And we don't talk about it until we're on the show
hard time
on air.
With this one.
On air. So so last night, they're about 45 minutes away from us.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't talk about it the whole ride home. We went right to sleep.
Yep.
So we haven't shared our thoughts and experiences
with
each other. So what you're going to hear us talking about from last night's party is the first time we've talked about this.
Absolutely. We'd start to talk about it like, no.
Hint at subtopics.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, stop it there.
Stop it there. Yeah. We can't talk about it. Let's wait till
tomorrow. And that's how we do all the shows, to try to keep it fresh. There's no script.
Yeah. No script.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Couldn't follow one if you wanted to.
We start one place and wind up another one. Anyway, okay, go ahead. And again, this is an example. We've done it already.
Yeah.
So go for it.
So we've been invited to this party, and of course I bought a red pleather type.
Almost latex.
Almost latexy. BDSM-ish, dress for it. And I wore this bra thing that all it does is basically
outline
my tits. It's like elastic, and that's an underwire.
It's very sexy, by the way.
It's very sexy. And then it's like crotchless panties kind of a thing.
And they were on for about, 3 minutes?
3 minutes, because even though they're crotchless, you still can't get the stuff. Guys are like, take them off. Take them off. So, I had no idea what to expect. So, of course, we get there and it's like, people we've seen before. So it was a nice,
see very everybody. Social.
Very social to start with. It wasn't like, come on in, let's fuck. So that was a lot of fun. So,
and there was a lot of people there we hadn't met before.
Right, and hadn't met.
Now, there wasn't a lot of people. There were supposed to be 11 couples.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
And one single female.
Right.
The single female showed up.
That's usually on the one who doesn't show up.
Yeah. And I'm going to say maybe five of the couples didn't show up.
Mm-hmm. I thought that this was...
There was one couple we didn't count. So there might have been four or five couples didn't show up. So anyway, it was still a good amount of people.
Yeah, but it was really more manageable. And like you said before, I wish it did start a little earlier in the evening.
Yeah.
Because by the time people are gearing up, it's like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it really didn't get underway until 9:30-ish.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was, so there were people we met that met from before, so that was kind of fun to reunite with them and, and kind of like talk about the last time we gotten together and also like, let's move forward and, what else can we do? So the first gentleman that I had played with at the last
at party. At your birthday party.
At the birthday party. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, let's go downstairs.
And, his wife wasn't with him.
No,
she was out with family.
Right, doing the family.
Helping with some family health issues.
Right, so he was by himself.
Which is, I'm sorry she had to do that for a couple of reasons. One, but two, she was a lot of fun to play with last time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was kind of looking forward to playing with her.
And the cool thing was that during your birthday party, he was the one that got to play with you least.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know
the other two were a little more dominant and cut. I don't want to use the word cockblock, but almost cockblock. I mean, he got to play with you a little bit.
Yeah.
And stuff, but he was like, three cocks in that close of proximity. Just, so he would go off with one of the women and play in the other room and stuff. So, that you weren't aware of during your birthday party, he played with you. He got the sample. Yeah.
So this time I got a chance to spend some quality time with him.
Yeah, I happened quick. I went in the kitchen real quick to get something to drink, and I came back out. It's like...
No, remember I said, hey, is it okay if I go down?
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, is it okay if I go down with, this gentleman? And you're like, you don't have to ask. That's what you said. You don't have to ask. I'm like, well, I am.
But you don't have to. You know that. Wow. Especially someone like him. He's someone we know.
Oh, good guy. But
yeah, honestly, I didn't remember that. Not that it mattered. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I came out with my drink. It's like, the living room had some people in it, and now it's empty. So, because the basement of this house is set up as part dungeon, part
playroom.
A big bedroom with two king-size beds.
they had the Chuck status.
They had the big absorption mats on there. We'll get to that.
Yes, I think you should. I think you should right away. So he took me down and we had some fun. So that was,
good.
Actually had quality time with him, you know.
Yeah, because I wound up coming down the basement with a bunch of other people. And I was
women.
Just,
you came down with women.
No. I came down like
with a group. Okay,
when a bunch of them came down, and they were actually lingering outside the doorway to your room there.
Right. Okay.
I was just sitting on the couch in the dungeon, I guess I'll call it.
Right.
Just sitting there hanging out, and I could hear you having fun in there, and especially they weren't in your doorway until you were having an orgasm. All of a sudden they all shifted back, and they're like looking in. It's like they're like, "Ooh, that's hot," you know. So
I am not quiet.
No,
I noticed that a lot of the women that you were with, I could hear the squealing and this. That no, when I come, it's like,
"Aah!" Oh no, there was a few that weren't quiet.
Well, there was a lot like
the last one, kind of had a. We'll get to that. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't know where to branch off from this, because when I came out, when I was done with the first gentleman, that's when I saw the girl at the St. Andrew's Cross, and she was having fun with one of the doms.
No, I was with the hostess.
Yes, you were the hostess.
Because I was playing with the hostess, giving her, a smile.
Right.
And I turned around, after we were done, it's like, everybody's upstairs. It's like, where'd everybody go?
Yeah, it's like after that we went upstairs, and I actually spent like the next.
We came upstairs. Yeah, we came upstairs and we were hanging out. You guys were, because she came up and got something to drink. She had to rehydrate.
I guess so. How many orgasms?
I don't know. I don't ask them to count, and they don't tell me.
It was just that first time. It's always fun to count.
Yeah, that was the woman that had the 56 the first time. Yeah. And she probably, broke the 20 plane. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
and so we all then we're sitting up in the living room and all chatting and stuff.
Yeah, got to be a little bit more social and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that was it. So then again, I went into the kitchen to get something to drink, and I came back out and it's like, where did she go? No. Or did I go downstairs before you? Then you were still in the living room.
I was still in the living room.
I actually had grabbed the doctor's wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
And that was an interesting scenario. So
she's got
if you're keeping score, yeah, she does.
Big tits. Yeah. Huge tits.
Yep.
Did I take some
all natural?
All natural tits,
big,
and they're pierced.
Piercings.
Big piercings. It's like, oh my God. Did you know the host actually pierced them when we were talking in the living room?
Really?
We were talking about piercings, and the hostess said with all the.
The hostess or host?
The host pierced the doctor's wife.
Okay.
But the. He also did the hostess, and she said she had to take them out because of all the medical stuff.
Yeah, she had some MRI work.
Yeah, MRIs. Every time you have MRIs, you got to take your piercings out, which is a pain.
Any metal.
Yeah. Well, if you have a labia piercings, it's a pain in the ass.
Well, it's a little more forward.
You know.
It's not really in the ass.
It's a little more forward. Okay. It's a pain in the labia.
So my story with the doctor's wife.
Yeah.
Is I was sitting at the table in the kitchen there, with a bunch of other people, and she was sitting next to me. And so I just started talking to her, just, catching up, like, hey, And the first time I played with her briefly, I said to her, I said, hey, would you mind if I give you a kiss? She goes, oh, no. So started making out with her and fingering a little bit there at the table as everybody's talking. And I said, do you want to go downstairs? She goes, yes, I do.
Nice.
So we went downstairs. And she's like, she goes, I got the sample you last time. She goes, I'm really looking forward to this. I said, yeah, me too. Well, that tore that up. she had to beg me to stop. She was well over 30.
Oh, my God.
30 orgasms. Yeah, she was. You know.
That's fun.
Again, she came upstairs and... first one squirted. If we're keeping record.
Okay.
Yeah, the hostess squirts a little bit. Not all the time, but, it's more of a gush, and that's fine. I don't care, gush, squirt, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. So then this woman, doctor's wife, we'll call her.
Yeah.
She gave me a couple gushes.
Oh, nice.
Every third or fourth orgasm would be a gush. She was like, you described one time orgasms, like a little roller coasters, little hills, and all of a sudden, woo! Yeah, well, the woo! It was like all of a sudden I got a, warm, sweet sensation in my mouth that wasn't there seconds before.
Oh, there you go.
And, you know.
That's amazing.
And then one real erotic part with her, mm-hmm. Again, she was like, she goes, I've never had this many orgasms, and I'm going on. And then I just said to her, looked up, you know, I mean, we were probably well past 20 at this point. I wasn't counting. She wasn't counting or whatever. Because she says, she goes, I lost count. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I mean, I was afterwards. But I said to her at one point, I said, fuck my face.
Oh.
Well, once I said that, all of a sudden, her fucking thighs fucking like clamped on my head. Not tough, but like just like firm.
Yeah.
And then she grabbed my fucking hair and she was fucking grinding that snatch into my face.
Oh my God. Yeah. See?
And then again, because she's into that world, that BDSM thing, all of a sudden, her orgasms became stronger and faster. You know, and so it was.
They like that little.
When we came upstairs, she looked like she just got run over by a truck. So.
Yeah, your hair's all messed up.
Yeah, I had to help her up the steps. She was a little weak-kneed.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Well, the second gentleman that took me downstairs was older than me. You know, in fact, mm-hmm. most of the couples were in our age group, you know, 50s, 60s, you know that. Mm-hmm. And he took me downstairs and his, he was the husband of the lady that was on the St. Andrew's cross.
Yes, the woman who mm-hmm. I wanted to play with.
And we just,
And she was one of the two that I wanted to play with that I didn't get to.
Next time. Next time.
They said.
Yeah, because he just was more forward. He just came up and started, like, you know, playing with
my
friend.
Oh, he was eyeballing you big time. When we were sitting in the living room, he was sitting on the end of the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, do I need to restrain this dude? Not in a sexual way. I thought he's like, I'm going to chain her in my basement.
No, he was fine.
I'm saying the way he's looking at you, like, yeah, pretty thing. Yeah. I'm going to put ketchup and mustard on that body and eat every inch.
No, that's pretty gruesome.
Not sexually either.
that's wrong. But yeah, he has brought out some toys, and he bent me over there was some kind of piece of furniture in that one bedroom, because I remember being bent over. I don't know if it's a chair or something, and he flogged me.
Yeah, it's a
what is that? A ottoman what, or
what's that? A chaise.
A chaise.
Yeah, that's fucking commercial.
I just remember bending over, and he started flogging my ass. And a nice way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you had gone down, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I hooked up with number three.
Okay.
Because you had finished that because you guys were on the bed.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's when I brought the single woman down.
Oh, that was fun. Oh, wait. Yes. Uh-huh. She was the giggler. She giggled a lot. She had the frizzy hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the girl that we were talking to at the end of the night, because she was with a couple.
No. This is the one that... Mm-hmm. You were in the bed as you walked in the door,
mm-hmm.
and I went to the other bed.
Yeah, and
she had great nipples.
Did she?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
big meaty motherfucker.
Oh my God.
She had a meaty pussy too. Oh my God, I love meaty pussies.
Oh yeah, well there you go.
Big meaty lips. I had my way with that.
Like a punching bag with your tongue. She was giggling. She was a giggler.
Like, she was a squirter too.
I know that because when I came down with number three. you were with some you were with another woman on the other bed, and we went to touch the bed. It's like, oh, it's all wet.
Oh, yeah, no,
so we had to move that chuck out of the way, put it on the floor, and move a dry one over. You tore that up.
I fucking own that. It was this way. I made her come so fucking much with that pussy. She's like, you own that clit. That clit's yours.
I'm God. That's too funny. We could hear her giggling and giggling like, on the other bed. Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah. And one of the things that was kind of interesting for me last night, too, was the fact that, like, I know the first, the hostess,
mm-hmm.
I know she's good with, like, anal play and stuff like that.
Right.
So the doctor's wife being second, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, we played before, but I don't remember if I had done any anal play.
Right.
So, you know, you sit there, you know, at least the way I do it. And again.
You know, just go in there with the whole fist.
I had to, I'm going to jump around for a second here.
Okay.
The, the girls all asked me, like, you know, how do you do that? How do you do with you know, same as we had people like, and Steven, like, tell me how you eat pussy. I don't know. I just eat pussy.
Mimicking what you do, and I don't have the...
I don't know what I do. It's just what I do. I don't know how to tell you what I do. It's just, it's all I know. And now, from what I've seen with guys who eat pussy, like, you try to eat your pussy, and I use try because they do it, but, you know, it's not like I'm doing a lollipop, like, oh, you know, no, it's...
No,
I have a very robust tongue, I guess.
And you can last for a very, very long time. I'm not talking 20 minutes. 20 minutes is nothing. I'm talking an hour and a half. I literally, hand to God, an hour and a half minimum.
So every one of my studies, how do you do it that long?
Well, the thing is, it's like you flick on the clit, which is, I keep telling guys, flick your tongue on my clit, but don't hold it there because then it gets too sensitive, then it kind of burns. Mm-hmm. So then you have to go down like and lick my hole or lick around the pussy, then go back to the clit. But it's,
we'll get back to the anal play thing.
Oh, the anal play, yeah.
One of the women last night, I would be playing with them and I'd finger their pussy a little bit, hit the G spot, blow a whole bunch of, you know, their pussy juice in my mouth. And then, so my fingers now, like, glistening with their pussy juices and shit. So then I go down, tickle their asshole while I'm licking their clit.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, no pushback. All of a sudden, and then all of a sudden, it's like, more squirt, you know.
Uh-huh. So
at some point, I'm not only fingering their ass and licking their pussy, but now I'm one finger in their pussy, one finger in their ass, and I'm licking them. And they're just fucking fish out of water.
Oh, yeah. Once you get, like, to that height, the anal play becomes so much more, I won't use the word acceptable, but that's not.
Less offensive. How's that?
Yeah, it's like almost, everything opens up, and it's not objectionable. It feels good at that point. So.
I think if you get to a certain point of...
Arousal,
that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you're almost like, I don't care what happens. Let's just keep this fucking shit going.
Ass, pussy, whatever.
Grab that Tonka truck. I don't give a fuck, you know.
But if it feels good, I want to do it.
But number three was a lot of fun. I mean, they all were a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can attest to that being in the other bed.
But so that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you so bad last night. Because I'm busy. I got thighs on either side of my head, and I'm tearing it up. To the best of my ability. And I could hear what you were doing in the next bed.
Right.
And stuff like that. And I'm like, it almost sounded like what was going on in my bed kind of distracted some of your playmates. Or maybe even intimidated them. Because, they're sitting there like, okay, here's her husband in the next bed making these women like, nonstop have orgasms. Tell me I'm wrong.
They was pretty much nonstop. I swear to God, it was pretty nonstop.
So I'm like, because like, there was times I think one of the guys had a slight performance issue or something, and you're like, oh, it's okay, I'll help you here. And I'm thinking, I wonder if they're getting intimidated.
I don't know. I try to be instructional so I can achieve that kind of.
That's in all fairness. That's why. One of the many reasons I can't have sex in front of other people. The person I'm with or whatever is one thing. But other people, because I get distracted.
Yeah, there's a distraction. I almost wanted to like high five you. Like we were in the same bed or something, I've been high fiving you. go honey.
Well,
here's something that was weird. I found very unusual with the second gentleman I was with. Okay, his dick was, instead of like going up, it kind of went the wrong way. So every now and then, I mean, guys have penises.
You can't really control it.
No. But reverse cowgirl is fine. So I did reverse cowgirl. Then after that, he puts a condom on. I'm like, why are you putting a condom on now?
Because he doesn't want to come in the playground. That's why everybody can play. Like, I could go eat these women's pussies. They might have fucked someone before.
Right.
But they wear condoms, one, for that. But, for diseases technically or whatever. But also so they could have an orgasm in you. And then you could go play with somebody else.
I just thought that was weird. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But the thing is, he put it on and then he got kind of distracted and soft. So I had to blow him with the condom on. Condoms and a blowjob. I'll do it. It doesn't, it was fine. And the thing is, it's like while I'm blowing him, the condom came off, and I'm like, oh, fuck this noise. So I actually sucked him off, and he came in my mouth, and he's like, where'd the condom go? I'm like, oh, honey, that came off a long time ago.
Yeah, I heard that.
He was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, like that's what I
don't need it when you're
come in my mouth, come on my face. Again, they don't know me.
In the swinging world, no, it's not even that. In the swinging world, etiquette generally is condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't know who they played with in the last 6 months, you know.
Or 15 minutes before.
Yeah, well, that you know, but.
You might know.
Yeah, you might not know them, but you know, you probably watched her. Yeah, the other aspect of, it was erotic. I couldn't watch you. I mean, I could tell by the sounds and stuff.
I could peek over, like, their backs and look at you. Or,
yeah, but I'm just sitting there, you know, going to town. Yeah. So, like I said, I had thighs against my head and shit like that, so I couldn't stop. And I didn't want to stop and look over. I just think it's kind of bad etiquette.
Yeah, who were we talking to at the end of the night that said that they were playing with some, it was two couples and they had like swapped partners, and the wife was playing with the other husband from the couple, and he was playing with the wife, and then the husband just got up, stopped, and just was watching his wife play and ignoring the other woman. And he that didn't happen last night. There was a story from another party, and they you know, I was like, that was just weird. He goes you know, I think it really, you know, hurt my wife's your ego, you know. Sure. Like, I wasn't pretty enough, I wasn't good enough, because, you know, we're playing, and then all of a sudden you see your wife having fun, and you stop and you watch. Well, it's okay to peek over, it's okay to, you know, just, but pay attention to the partner that you're with.
Sure. No.
You know?
Again, I can see where it's arousing watching. I mean, I enjoy watching you.
And, yeah, but I don't just stop.
That was a tease for me, is that we are going to have this discussion and other discussions, I'm sure. Right. About last night. So the visual is very erotic for me.
Right.
But
I don't need...
Also, when, you know, when we get around to playing again, which won't be today or...
Well, yeah. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. That you know, hearing your excitement, your pleasure, whatever it was,
right.
have you tell me that. It's more erotic than the visual. And I like the visual.
Right, right.
You know? But
it was I think the tease, like, I found it very it was erotic. It made me so, like, I don't know, this is gonna sound really strange, like proud, like that's my man, look at him go. Like,
well, these do girls, you want to say what the women, all four of the women I played with last night said? One sentence to Donna.
Oh yeah, they came up to me, oh, you're a lucky lady. You're a lucky girl. You are so lucky. I'm like, yes, yes, I am on many aspects. I am very lucky. Well, a multitude of playing fields here, not just sexual, folks, not just sexual.
But, you know, one of the things I found really interesting is, okay, I'll let you start it. When the average guy licks your pussy.
Uh-huh.
You know, starts giving you oral.
Right.
How long before, in general, you would say you achieve orgasm from them?
Sometimes not at all. And that's I'm not being derogatory. Just, sometimes a new person, I have to, the sensation is different than what I want. I can't get into my mental. There's a lot of things that need to line up for me to have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So. Usually it's, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's longer usually, okay, so somebody now, I'm not used to.
Now, like, when I give you oral.
2 minutes.
Okay, I didn't get to finish, but okay, yeah.
Sorry, we always have some running joke. It's like, well, it's only going to be 2 minutes. And sometimes you drag it out and it's like 8 minutes, and I'm like,
All four of those women last night, I swear to God, in less than the first 30 seconds, had orgasms.
Yeah, I can attest to that because I was in the other bed, so I can. Yeah, they were screaming like, it was funny. It was really, it was comical. I mean, they're squirming and
squirting
and oohing and aahing, and oh my God.
Well, the first two women I'd played with before. Okay, so
right, right.
You know,
they knew what they were in for.
Yeah, but the second one, the doctor's wife.
Jesse Kelly here. I'm not a financial expert. I'm not a psychic, and I don't pretend to know what the financial markets will do in the future. I do know that putting all your eggs in one basket is not a good financial plan. I look for solid investment opportunities based on a long-term strategy for investment growth and protection against loss. My friends at Oxford Gold Group is who I sent my father to and who I trust for some of that protection. Now is the time to call the Oxford Gold Group and just hear what they have to say. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver with Oxford Gold is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Or you can buy precious metals and keep them in your safe. One app, one call, and you pick your precious metals. That's it. You now own real precious metals just like I do. Call Oxford Gold today and ask about exclusive free bonus opportunities. Call 833-901-COIN. 833-901-COIN. That's 833-901-COIN.
I played with her, you know, only for about 5 or so minutes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she had a bunch of orgasms. I mean, don't get me wrong. She had a bunch.
Right.
That time. But the problem was, you know, we were videotaping you and stuff like that, and you guys had started to change. So I had to stop to go move the camera, and then I didn't get back to it. But she thought that was great, the little bit she had gotten.
Right.
So she, as I said, she said, you know, I only got the sample. And she goes, you know, I've heard of your
horror
prowess.
Stories?
So she goes, you know, the hostess had told me about, you know, your prowess of being able to go for a while. So I'm anxious to try it. I thought, well, we're going to do this right now. And again, afterwards, she was like, holy shit. She goes, when do you stop? I said, well, when you tell me to. And then the single woman, so I was talking to her about actually alcohol. Because we were by the little bar thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And stuff. And I said, a chance. I said, any chance you want to go downstairs? She goes, yeah, I do. She says, I heard about you. I said, oh.
Word travels fast.
She goes, no, she goes, I was going to make it a point to make sure I found you before you leave tonight. I said, okay.
The giggler. That was funny, too.
I thought the last one was a giggler.
Mm-mm. She was a moaner giggler, but.
Not so much a moaning, but yeah. Yeah, she was, yeah. But, yeah, so when we went downstairs, you were there playing already. That was the one I came down with, and you were with that gentleman.
The second one?
Or did you show up afterwards?
You had all, this is.
That was your third one.
My third one.
That was the third guy.
He was on number four. I was only number three.
No, that was number three when I was there. When I came down with the giggler.
Okay, that was number three.
That was number three.
Number four is the end of the night, and I was with my number four is at the end of the night for you. Mine was with number.
Yeah, I was a bigger slut than you last
night. Yeah, yes, you were. He got me. You know,
if it wasn't so late, I would have definitely gone for, you know. Well, number five wanted to go, but it was late.
Yeah.
And that was the one. The two women I really wanted to play with.
Right, you didn't get. That keeps you wanting more.
Well, more important, it keeps them, because all four of the women I played with were sitting at the table comparing notes.
They brought their pads and paper and they're writing it down. Well, diagrams. So and
were you still in the room when the host came down when I was still with the single woman?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, he came down as I'm still.
Oh, well, wait, yes, yes, yes. He came into the room. He said, goes, I told you. And he was talking to her. Like, yeah. I told you. But I warned you about that. I told you about that. Yeah. He came in for something, then went back out again. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
So that was
funny.
Yeah. So the fourth woman, I was sitting at the table, you know, and again, my shirts are both kind of, I was wearing a t-shirt and a.
I have to do laundry today. Let's just put it at that. there's some laundry that's going to be washed today.
Yeah, or the room's going to smell kind of funky.
Yeah, well.
But so we're sitting there at the table, and the three women that I played with were like, oh, my God, you know. It's like, I just sat there quiet, like just smiling, like, you know. And they said to her, they said, have you gotten a chance to play with Vince? She goes, no, but I've heard all of you talking about it. And she looks at me. I said, well, you want to go downstairs? She goes, yes, I do.
Yeah, that was number four.
Four, yeah.
So I was on number three. Number three was a gentleman for the whole night. He was, of course, there were a couple of them that like just looking at me and smiling and looking at me and smiling.
All the women were beautiful. All of them were beautiful. And again, now you're my wife, so I'm going to find you incredibly sexy. But in my opinion, you were the hottest one there.
Whatever, but well, yeah.
In my opinion,
it was a little unnerving. I was like, okay. So he, we're in the kitchen, and all he was wearing was a jet dress shirt, and that's it. Yeah. I mean, nothing else but a dress shirt. That was, so of course, we started, you know, like messing around in the kitchen, and then finally we went downstairs. He was actually a lot of fun because.
He's the one with the girlfriend or wife that at the end I wanted to. With
which one? I don't remember which one.
The one we said her name should be something like Stacy.
Oh, okay.
It's not, but she looks like she should be Stacy, not what her name is.
Yeah. Okay.
That's his. Yeah. Oh, she works at some place that my uncle used to work.
Yes. Yeah. She's very analytical. She doesn't come off like she's
analytical.
But
once she got some alcohol in her, wild child.
Yeah. She's a wild child. Oh, yeah. She, the whole night long, she was like, Donnie, you're so. You're just adorable. She's kissing me. And I'm like, she's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But her husband.
I would like to have really tore that.
Oh, yeah. Well, her husband, I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, I don't know what this is going to, how this is going to work. But I was having so much fun sucking his dick because he was like a giggler squirmer. And as
he was moaning a lot.
Oh, every time went down to like, you know how a lot of guys like their balls looked? I went on there. His back would arch up and he'd moan. Oh, my God. I was loving that. I was just loving that. And every time, like, he would get harder, every time I'd suck on him. And I was actually able to, I can't do this all the time. I was actually able to deep throat him because it fit in, like, just really nice.
Okay.
And, like, my makeup's running because my eyes are watering.
Did he have a big cock?
No, it was just a nice size.
Okay.
It was a nice size. Yeah, if it's too big, then it kind of gags me.
No one broke the anal plane, right, with you?
No, I even said, hey. Back door's open. That's okay. Yeah. It doesn't need to be. But I thought for sure he's going to like come from a blowjob because usually he's like, I'm right there, I'm right there, I'm right there. And then he like flipped me around and started doing me doggy. And then when he came, he pulled it out and he splattered it like all over my back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I had so much DNA on me. I had to take a shower when we got
I'm
in.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
But yeah. The one of the funny, interesting parts was the last one. So she's coming and coming. I don't know if you saw. She was like,
oh, yeah.
Her back was arched. Uh-huh. Her head was tilted into the pillow. She was like screaming into the pillow.
From where I was. When he was like eating me or whatever, I could look over and peek and see what you guys are doing. Like, oh, there they are having fun.
But I think they've all uttered. They haven't really had that many orgasms just from oral. And they're like, the other one was like, you have skills. I heard the whole thing. You should teach a class. It's like
tried teaching me, and it just didn't.
I don't know how to teach. It's just what I do. It's not something I learned or perfected.
But you have this little.
Well, you know what? Some of the women commented they love that I do occasionally is like, you know, I flick it on there, give it nice attention, but then I'll back off and just go real lightly, or lick around the lips a little bit, and then all of a sudden go back at it, like shock them, and it's just like, whoa, you know, they're like, oh my God, I love that, you know, and, like be fingering their pussy nice and slow and take on the G-spot.
I hate when guys jam it. I wait till the end to be.
Yeah, well, it was already well wet when I got
there. Yeah, yeah.
But
I have to be worked up to that.
Yeah, like I'd be slowly fingering them and you know, tickling the G-spot and just like lick their clit lightly. And then all of a sudden I just like, start pushing real hard on their G-spot, and then I flick my tongue real hard, and man, their spine just,
And you can't, the thing I have found with especially any kind of stimulation on my clit, if it goes on too long, it deadens it. It actually becomes desensitized. So the fact that you stay.
Mix it up.
Mm-hmm. That's a big, big thing. Some guys just stay there. I'm like, no, don't stay there because it's going to be desensitized, and I'm going to get numb, and then I'm not going to feel anything.
Okay, so there was, you guys were playing with some toy. Again, I couldn't see.
Oh, it was like this clit sucker.
Oh. Okay.
It was a good one. Like, we have a shitty one upstairs that really doesn't.
Yeah, because sucks. You're like, oh my God, that toy makes you come so fast. I heard you coming.
Yeah,
a couple
yeah.
times or something like that. So how many orgasms did you have last night? I could probably think you had, that I'm aware of, a minimum of four that I heard.
I think I have between four and six. Okay. Strong ones. Pretty strong ones.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not the multi-orgasmic that I used to be, but that's okay. Man, an orgasm is still an orgasm.
It all counts. Like I said, there's no such thing as a bad orgasm.
No, there's just some are better than others.
So the doctor's wife, next time we get together, she gets the coffee treatment.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I told her about it. She goes, oh, did you ever hear about the hot washcloth? I said, no. And she says, yeah, you put it on there and then put your tongue. I said, no, this would be better than that. Because you're getting the pressure of my, you're getting the pressure of the tongue. Time to get up.
Time to get up.
you get the pressure of the tongue and the flicking with that warmth.
And the other thing too is because the coffee has flavor for the person administrating
it doesn't matter.
I tend to suck more if there is a flavor involved.
Okay.
Like if there's certain lubes that have a flavor, mm-hmm. and if I use that, I'll suck harder because it tastes good. So you suck on it like a candy. So you suck on it more. So
what I'd like to do next time,
mm-hmm.
if we can pull this off,
okay,
we can give all the women a little more eroticism.
How so?
So they're all bi, to my knowledge.
Yeah, it seemed like they were. I mean, so when they come up and kiss me, I assume that's what's going on.
Whether it be, let's say, you and another woman or you and another guy.
Right.
Up taking care of the top end of them. Why take care of the bottom end of them?
Oh, that'd be kind of fun.
You know, kissing them or, you know, sucking their nipples or pulling their nipples. Let me just, you know, and just make it a group experience kind of thing. Just like really.
That'd be kind of fun.
Like hitting every, they won't know. Sort of like when you had your blindfolded thing. You didn't know where it was coming from next.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Well, first of all, the host wants me and, we'll say, Stacy.
Another woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah,
who wouldn't? yeah. Oh, no, Christ, we don't want that. That'd be
two
horrible.
Beautiful women? No. Never really thought of having two beautiful women
that'd be
at
terrible.
The same time.
I would.
I've only done that 8 or 10 times.
Yeah, no. Whew, no, don't want to do that. It's just
that'd
awful.
Be horrible. It's horrible.
Horrible, horrible.
Especially like when one's sitting on your dick and one's licking your balls. It's
I don't know why anybody wanted to do that. That's torture.
I mean, I won't do it again today.
No, not today. You won't. Not if you're at work. Oh, what a shame. But
they were all, like I said, pads on the bed.
They're doing so much laundry today. I
can account for three of them being soaked.
Right.
And I can account for a couch out in the den being soaked. I made all of them squirt. And I don't think the last one is generally a squirter.
I don't know.
Because it was what came out was not as much as everybody else.
Right, right.
And how do you word this? It just was like, it didn't seem like she was cognitive of it.
Oh, yeah. You
but
don't know.
There was, yeah, there was a, yeah.
Wait, just to break off of that, with when you were talking about, you know, they're going to be doing a lot of laundry today, mm-hmm. did you see that big giant dildo that was on the mantle?
Yeah.
Did you hear the story?
I heard the story.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there trying to eat pussy, and this guy's telling a story. No. Who was telling that story?
I remember just standing in the living room. They're like, the dildo there? It's been on there for weeks.
I heard the story someplace else. I heard it downstairs. People were talking about downstairs.
Yeah, we were standing there, and he's like, yeah, see that dildo? I'm like, yeah, I've been looking at that. He goes, it's been on that mantle for weeks. I'm like, yeah, so I have dildo toys sitting out. Yeah, the house cleaner. I was like, oh. I said, did she dust around it? Did she pick it up?
She dusted it and it got wet. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I was like, oh. Well, come on. She has to know. You go downstairs and there's all this erotic artwork and shit. She's got to know.
Maybe they don't water queen downstairs.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
You know, you might just queen upstairs. Because they generally don't do much playing upstairs.
No. Mm-mm.
Now, he did take the older woman that I wanted to play with back into the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the host likes to generally play in his bedroom.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, it's his house. Why not?
Well, yeah, he could do what he wants.
Yeah. Why should he?
Yeah, I think they do the basement more for everyone because, one, it's controlled. Two, right. There's no windows. And three, it's a little more soundproof.
Oh, yeah. Did you see they have that paper over their side window yeah, or the door? side light?
Yeah. Well, we had that guy up the road here we talked to. He said the neighbor's kids, when he used to have parties,
would hide
in the back and look through the sliding glass door.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, you may have to put something on that.
Yeah. But.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, it was a good time.
It was a really good time. I'm really glad we went. Yeah. I was feeling kind of, you know, after working all day, I was like just kind of tired. And I know I have, you know, other stuff to do. I'm like, I want to do this. I think it'd be fun. I think I need that for my.
And you did. You seem a little more chipper today.
Yeah, even though I'm tired, but
oh, yeah, we got about 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, we're supposed to leave at what 11:30. So we're gonna leave at 11:30. Oh, okay. Here it is. It's you know.
I looked at the clock. It was 12:30. It's like, okay, well, we gotta get going.
And then it was like quarter after one yeah. by the time we actually got in the car. It's like, yeah, okay, we're not.
Yeah, but.
But
it was a good time.
It was a really good time. A really good time.
I achieved legendary status with those women.
Oh, that was hysterical. Yeah, there's still.
I was surprised the host didn't play with you.
He was. It was really funny because I was in the living room and somebody said, "Yeah, where's the host?" And they, he's over there talking about cars. Or I'm like, hey, whatever. That's fine.
Well,
there'll be other times.
Well, I think one of the problems was. He played with some of the other women they don't see.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And he started getting pretty inebriated.
Yeah, he seemed pretty inebriated at the end.
I don't know if that affects him or not or whatever. But the doctor didn't even come over to you.
No. I think it's because the first gentleman already took me downstairs and it just by that time the doctor was in the other room.
He spent more time talking than he did playing.
You know what? It's whatever you want to do. Sure. I enjoyed just taking that hour off and just talking with everybody. Sure. And just seeing,
it's nice to. Know. It'd be nice just to have like a vanilla party, just hang out with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you did that kind of thing, or you had just a vanilla party, and so then the next time you get together, it's not a vanilla party. It could make it more erotic. Like you have more of a relationship.
These people are coming from pretty far away, so it's either vanilla and.
Well, some of them were, yeah, some of them came pretty real far away.
Yeah, really.
3 hours away.
So make it a play, and if you want to be more social.
Start a party at 8, start the party at like 5 or 4, make it a cookout.
Yeah, the last gentleman I was with, he says he also has an in-ground pool, and he says it's very secluded. They live out, you know, way more secluded than our pool. And they're like, you guys got to come over for a cookout and some fun. I was like, we do that at our pool.
Which one was that?
Stacy's husband.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are they boyfriends?
Boyfriend, girlfriend?
He lives.
Oh, okay. They're not.
They live like an hour apart, and he's.
I wasn't.
He's technically, I say, 3 hours from us.
Right.
And he's like an hour from her.
I wasn't sure. Like,
yeah, that's what they kind of described it to me.
Right.
So.
Hey, whatever. But yeah, I mean, I wish our pool was just a little more secluded. It's not bad. It's not bad. It actually has because of the relationship of where it is to the road, and you can hear the sound, you can hear, kind of hear
the
neighbors.
The last one I played with, you know, they're not that far from here.
Mm-hmm.
And she had said, like, you know, I was talking about the house and the pool and stuff. She goes, well, you have to have a party at your house. I said, well, we can do a party, but this gets too loud.
Yes. Would the people get too loud?
Like down at the pool?
Yeah.
You know, we could do a couple people. We can't do the big party.
We can't do the big party.
I said, and we also have a parking problem, and our house is still under construction.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
Yeah. I mean, one of the erotic things for me last night, like I said, was I didn't get to, and on purpose, like when you went back with the first guy.
Right.
I made it a point not to come around the corner, not to watch. I mean, I could hear
her,
you know, didn't, you know, it was like, nope, not going to go look, you know. I mean, that's part of the eroticism. It's kind of like being on a hot date.
Yeah, come back and I tell you all about it.
And, you know, and I think you made his day.
He told me,
he says, like, I wanted to do that so bad. And he says, the fact that she, you know, gave me time, he goes, I couldn't believe it. He says, that was very erotic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I felt kind of bad because he didn't have an orgasm.
Well, he told you that before.
Yeah, he did. He said sometimes it just doesn't happen.
He's going through some medical.
Yeah, that's one thing I was like, I didn't.
The medications he's on for some of that, he says, hampers that.
Yeah. And then I shouldn't feel bad.
No. You made him smile.
I made him smile. That's good.
He probably woke up smiling.
That's good. He says sometimes women like feel bad that he just doesn't achieve that. And it's like, well, that does happen. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you have medical issues or medications and stuff, that's, you know, it's going to hamper it, you know?
I mean, again, you've made the statement before that just because you didn't have an orgasm doesn't mean you didn't enjoy yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think a man's pleasure is measured, and most men measured by an orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah, I measure a man's pleasure by his orgasm.
Yeah.
See, I don't have to have an orgasm. I don't have to have penetration to have an orgasm. Mm-hmm. I don't have to. So there's a lot of things that...
Because you know, once you leave, my husband has me, and I'm going to have an orgasm.
That's true, too. So it's not a big deal. Oh, it's not a big deal at all. Yeah, it's true. I guess, for me, there's like a whole gamut of a level of enjoyment that... could include orgasm or doesn't have to include orgasm. That's still very enjoyable. So I still get a sense of relief. I still get a sense of pleasure.
Yeah.
Even without orgasm.
It's a stress relief kind of
thing. In a way, yes,
it is. It's almost like edging, but you never achieve it. You just ride that edge.
Right, you just ride that edge. Yeah. And actually, that's kind of nice too.
Yeah, but at some point you go, okay, I need to release.
Yeah.
And not necessarily that moment, but I'm saying
eventually.
Within days to follow, it's like, I need to.
Yeah. So yeah, sometimes it's nice to leave your body wanting more. And then when you do have an orgasm, it's even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. I'm good with that. It's my body's going to do what my body's going to do. So I don't have any control over it. So I might as well just ride the wave in. And if I have an orgasm, great. Well, if I don't,
if you're not being harmed, well, you know.
Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But yeah. So it was erotic watching you with three different guys. And the amazing part, if I had to pick, I would have picked the first guy that you would have played with.
Right.
But the other two caught me completely off guard.
Me too.
They would have been like one of the last ones I picked you would played with there.
Well, they
I understand that.
Yeah,
they came to you.
They came to me. And I was like, sure.
But like, I would have picked, like I said, the host. Because
I know
he's hot and bothered for you.
Right.
I know
the doctor.
The gentleman that his wife is one I did last.
Right, right.
He was eyeing you up too.
I know.
He wanted something, but he was too busy playing with the girl we'll call Stacy.
Right.
But he wanted, I mean, like when we're sitting in the living room, he came over and he took his shirt off, put it down. So because he was not wearing any underwear.
He wasn't wearing
any. And I kind of think that was kind of like, well, here's my dick. If you want to suck it.
It's here for you.
One dick, no waiting. I think he would love to have had a.
Go with that. Maybe next time.
And I think, so we were leaving the room, his wife and I. As he was heading in there with that girl we'll call Stacy.
Right.
And he like looked at her in a way, he goes, are you okay? She goes, oh yeah.
she was another one that
they all had their hair looked at. They were in a street brawl and lost.
Yeah, yeah. Cause we were upstairs just before he left and we were kind of going over the night's experience. She was like, oh, my God. She goes, you are lucky. You're showing your portfolio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, your photography. It was fun. It was a good time. I was so proud. I was like, oh, look at
this. I'm a man whore.
Oh, my husband's a man whore.
my wife's a female whore. I'm a man whore.
I'm so proud. Put that little gold star on the on the refrigerator.
So for those of you who listen to the show, we also want to pump Spunk Lube. We brought some Spunk Lube there, gave out some samples
I wanted to give them all that I had out, but I just didn't get to everybody. I gave it to the hostess. I gave them, like, we were in the living room. I was able to hand them out there. I'm like, we have a new sponsor.
Yeah, Spunk Lube. So it's a great product. If go to spunklube.com. Definitely check them out. Our winners got theirs.
And now they'll really get theirs.
We even had the one gentleman who was one of the ones that won.
Right.
Already emailed me and asked me a question. Is it good for this type of a thing?
I said, yes, have at it.
I can only guess it would be. I don't partake in that.
It's safe for toys or whatever you want.
Yeah. And
Yeah, whatever activities you want. It says right on the bottle, like, and the little blurb.
It's meant for penetration. It's he was asking a penetration question. Sure, I'll leave it at that. I mean, not that anyone knows who I'm talking about.
Right.
But wasn't there another email we got recently?
I don't know.
Let me quick go here into the. there was.
So while there's dead space, we'll have some music playing.
Well, we're just caught up on last night's festivities.
Yeah, that was pretty festive too. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Oh yeah, we have a gentleman asked us. Oh, I think it's okay. A gentleman. Let me see. Yeah, the name could go man or woman. I'll put it that way.
Oh, whatever.
But I'm guessing it's a man. Wanted us to talk about the stepmom, stepgrandmother fetish and how hot that is.
Oh yes, we'll save that for another show.
Yeah, well,
I think we actually
going to be our Monday show.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to record another podcast. We're going to try to start putting out a podcast Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Okay. So if this person is listening, and I hope so, and I hope there's more than that, we'll have that show come out Thursday. We'll try to record one.
You know, I do think we touched upon it on the show we called the New Taboo.
We're taboos, yeah. But we'll talk about that. We'll do a show for Thursday on that.
Absolutely.
So.
That sounds like fun.
It's insane. There was something else I knew I wanted to get to.
I think we covered all the bases.
Well, we didn't cover his.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right. So, again, hotwifedonnalyn.com. You'll find all the outlets you can find her.
Yes, that's okay. Where I am.
And obviously, if you listen to this podcast, you pretty much know where it is. But again, go to hotwifepodcast.online. You can email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know your comments or questions
or
topics you'd want us to talk about or questions or our opinion for what that's worth.
That and a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well,
that's about it.
But what I was going to say is for people who listen to the show who lead a vanilla life, okay, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Hopefully this was a little insight to kind of shit that goes on at swinger parties. It's not just a letter from Penthouse kind of thing.
No.
We can attest that. I mean, we've been to a bunch of different ones.
On that note, just real quickly, I know we want to wrap this up. There was a couple that came in that did not play. They were still in their street clothes. And I came
out. They played. Oh. Just with themselves.
Oh, well, that's
I don't mean that way. No, they were, okay. While you were back there with the first guy getting fucked and stuff. No. You were upstairs. You went upstairs. You had just finished. And they were sitting in the couch next to me.
The earrings.
Yeah, short hair.
Short hair. Yeah. Okay.
So she went over in her outfit and went on the spanking bench, and he was flogging her and doing things.
Oh,
he even used those, those claws I have for like shredding pork and stuff. He was using those, like running them down her back of her legs and stuff. And
kind of like
they kept themselves. They weren't. I tried to talk with them. They weren't very vocal.
Yeah, when I came out, I just introduced myself, and that's it. I just thought they were like just checking it out.
Yeah, I think it might have been their first time there.
I believe me, I get it.
People tried to engage with them, and they just kind of, so it's like, okay, it's cool. Yeah, you have a safe space to do what you want to do.
Right. Everybody's very respectful there. Very, very respectful.
Well, as it should be.
Yeah.
But, that was the only couple that really was
we kind of didn't
do a lot upstairs, didn't mingle.
Right.
They came, they stuck to themselves, they played with them, not played with themselves, but they did. And then
amongst them
kind of left.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're fairly new to it from what I overheard. I mean, I talked to them for a short bit.
Yeah.
I think they're fairly new to the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's something they did at home.
Right.
And, so to do it with others around. And the other thing, in all fairness, like I said, it was a quote-unquote BDSM party, but compared to other ones we've been to, there was not a whole lot of BDSM going on. It kind of like, smack, smack was fuck.
Yeah, the BDSM part was like more like foreplay.
I mean, it didn't really happen, the BDSM part, too much. It was
No.
So I think people, like I said, were just getting all horned up and... Not a bad thing.
Hold on, I have to.
So, but anyway, again, I want to thank everyone for listening.
Yes, thank you. And we'll have to recover from our little adventure and record another podcast later on, like tomorrow or whenever.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Sounds good to me. I'll be rested. Well, we'll thank everybody for listening and have a wonderful day.